Don't you got with the heart of Gaudiya Vaishnava? Because Krishna, he is doing many lilas. Naravattu lila kaivalam. Krishna, he is doing lila as like human being. Krishner jate khela sarvottam naralila naravapu tahar sarvam. Krishna has many types of lilas, but his lila, naralila, human being lila, is called the topmost lila. Why? Because in this lila, everybody ultimately attracts. So it is called the prakito bhat. A prakito means prakito bhat. Prakito bhat?
It is like natural, mundane.
It is as like material or mundane, but not material. Only some similarity. So it is called the material, like material lila. Because Krishna doing lila with his parikar. They are not human beings. Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, all the gopis, they are not human beings. They are also transcendental. Why he doing this lila? Sri Ved Goswami explained, Anugraha bhaktanam manusam pranumashritam. Bhajate tadrisa kira ja sutva tatpurvet. Anugraha bhutana. Anugraha bhutana. The bhaktanam manusam pranumashritam. Krishna is so merciful. And he also doing lila in this Bhauma Vrindavan. Why this is called the Anugraha? Anugraha means only to give us mercy. Those who are jivas, it is advanced. Those who have some greed, they are automatically attracted in this sweet path. And those who have first impressions and doing sadhu sangha, they must be attracted in this lila. Shastra also saying, if any lusty person, if they hear me this katha, they must be change all their mood and attract in this lila. So Sukhdev Goswami concluded in his Rajdhan, last flow, Vikritam Vrajabudhu Idanca Vishnu Saddhanmito Anusannat Varne Patha Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Patirattva Kamam Hidrogam Asu Apinyati Atirena Chira. Gurudev, many times, explain this flow. Conclusion that the shloka, Vikritam Vrajabudhu Idanca Vishnu Saddhanmito Anusannat Varne Tatha Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Patilabdha Kamo Hidrogam Asu Apinyati Atirena Dhira. Here Sukhdev Goswami concluded in this shloka, if any person hear this katha, that the special katha that he rasped, Vikritam Vrajabudhu Idanca Vishnu. This Vishnu, this is Krishna, first katha, specially Rasa dance. If you chant this Rasa dance very carefully and deep faith, some bona fide guru and Vaishnavas, and must be all for lust and material desires, so we go away. So saying, Saddhanmito. Saddhanmito, that means very deep faith. What deep faith? Krishna doing this Rasa dance. Not any human being, not anybody. So, also here, Sukhdev Goswami's conclusion, अनुग्रह भक्तानां मानुषं व्यवहासितं भजते तादृश क्रीड़ा जा श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवेत् जा श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवेत् इफ यू हियर दिस कथा यू मस्ट बी इंटर इन दिस लीला देयर इज नो डाउट विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती रिटन इन हिज कमेंट्री दोज यू हैव डाउट दे मस्ट बी ऑफेंस लोटस फीट ऑफ हिज गुरुदेव बिकॉज हियर गुरुदेव हियर सुखदेव गोस्वामी से इफ यू हियर दिस कथा दिस फेथ एंड यू मस्ट बी इंटर इन दिस लीला रिगार्डिंग गुरुदेव वन टाइम एक्सप्लेनिंग कृष्ण ऑल्सो से टू अर्जुन अपि चेत् सुदाचरो भजते मां अनन्य भाक साधुरेव सम्मन्तव्य सम्यग् व्यवसित ही साधुरेव इफ ए लस्टी पर्सन दुसु दुराचारी इफ ही ऑल्सो ही डूइंग भजन अनन्य भजन अनन्य भजन दैट मीन्स ओनली टू वर्शिप राधा एंड कृष्ण नॉट एनीबॉडी नॉट एनी डेमिगॉड नॉट अदर ओनली राधा एंड कृष्ण So Krishna is saying, O Arjun, I am saying he is also sadhu. So you never doubt his sadhu, never you doubt it. He also, Krishna also saying he is sadhu. So now we are discussing about Vamsivad Lila Katha because it is very secret. And very high level, topmost subject. Especially it is called the doctrine of Ras, Rasa Tattva. Gurudev once time explaining, Ras also Siddhanta and Tattva. Without Tattva, no Ras, or without Ras, no Tattva. So, Ras also including in Tattva everything. This Vamsivad is very topmost Leela because Krishna, he has been the Leela called the Ras dance. We also expressing what is called Ras. Ras is not other thing. Rasate asadhyate iti raso. Rasadhyate asadhyate. Ras, only you taste it and also absorb this lila, that is called the Ras. Jiva Goswami explained in his commentary, Ras means that is called the couple. Nayak and Nayika doing dance. In this thing, kissing. That is called singing, dancing. That is called Ras. That is called the Rasa Kadambo. It is Rasa. Not anything. So, we also doing parikrama. There the holy face. Gurudev once time explained, Krishna, after taking prasad, taking rest. When Krishna taking rest, the moon was raised in the eastern side, and the moon is sweet as like red, and all the sides of the eastern side, eastern direction is red. Once in the moon night, once in the full moon, red full moon, Krishna's heart automatically uddipam, stimulus. What is the stimulation? Nama Rama Ananabham. Rama that means Lakshmi. Who is Lakshmi? Sarva. Lakshmi Srimati Radhika. On seeing the moon, automatically Krishna Chandra, Rivenmari, Srimati Radhika says, Because Srimati Radhika says he is so attractive and he is so red. What is, why red? It is called the red, called the symbol of Anurag. Understand everybody? No?
Yes.
Who cannot understand? Listen, what's wrong? Anurag, red is called, red is the symbol of Anurag. So Srimati Radhika's face is red. So Krishna Chandra thinking that Srimati Radhika says, then Krishna Chandra also thinking meet with all the gopis. So Sukadeva Goswami is explaining Nana Rama Ananabham. Rama that means gopis. Anabham that means face. Automatically Krishna remembering all the gopis. So Krishna wanted to meet with that the gopis, and then is there Krishna is thinking it is impossible. Why? All the gopis, they are parastri.
Wife
of others. So it is impossible. Because all Ved and Vedanta and Upanishad also say, Srimad Bhagavat Gita also say, Jad Jadatri Ji Sestra Tattad Evedra Jana Sajat Pranam Gurute Lokastat Anu Vartate. What is the meaning?
As the great personality does, then all the common people, they follow that. And whatever standard that he sets by his exemplary acts, the whole world pursues.
So, great person, he does anything, so all the followers doing. So Krishna is thinking, I am the supreme personality of Godhead. If I do this lila, so everybody doing this. So everybody get gone in her hell. So it is impossible. But then is there Yogmaya manifested in his heart. Yogmaya also doing this lila. So Sukadeva Goswami explained in this first loop, Yoga Maya Mupasritam. Krishna doing this lila with shelter of Yoga Maya. Then again, Yogmaya cover his Aisharya Bhav opulence. Understand? Yogmaya cover the opulence of Krishna. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I can do anything. Then, automatically, cover. Then Krishna is thinking, I also meet with Gopi and also doing Rasyan. Then Krishna is thinking, but another point Gurudev is explaining, when Krishna doing Rasyan is thinking, it is impossible. Why? Another cause? Because if I do this lila, then everybody criticizes me. There are many Sisupal, Dantavakra, many persons they also criticize. So I shall not do this lila. So Krishna, then Yogmaya manifested in his heart, is saying, oh Krishna, why are you thinking? Yogmaya is saying, oh Krishna, in your dynasty also coming this lila. How did? So Krishna appears in the dynasty of Chandra. That is called the Chandra Vamsa. You know Chandra Vamsa? Soma Surjayo. Ramchandra appears in the dynasty of Surya Vamsa. Sun dynasty. And Krishna Chandra appears in the dynasty of Chandra, Moon dynasty. So Yogmaya manifested in his heart, O Krishna Chandra, in your dynasty, Chandra also doing? This is love. What? Here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad explaining that the eastern side is the wife of Indra. But moon hot, moon also then gives the kumkum in the face of Disha, eastern side. So saying, no, how we can do it, Lila? So then there, Krishna come out from his house. In the Bhamsi Vat, he also playing the flute. What playing? Kalam jagu bhama disha manu haram. So Sukhdev Goswami explaining in this flute. Drishtva kumudavantam akhanda vannalam rama anavam navakumkuma arunam vanancha tat kumala gobhiranjitam jagu kalam bama disha manoharam. Krishna playing the flute. First sound is coming, kalam. Everybody initiated? Yeah? Everybody initiated?
Is everybody initiated? Yeah.
Is everybody addiction?
Because this is called the Bija Mantra. Gurudev also give us the Bija Mantra. That is called the seed of beach, seed of mantra. That is called the clean sapta. Here Krishna also chanting this mantra by his throat. Here he is saying, kalam jagu, jagu kalam bama disha manu haram. Very nice. This is called the sapta darshan. Rasa darshan and also sapta darshan, two things here. But I am saying very shortly because I don't know everybody initiated or otherwise not. So I say,
are you talking about Gopal Mantra?
Yes, everybody. Gopal Mantra is also first the mantra, this mantra is the clean. Clean. I also explain it shortly in clean mantra. Here is saying, kalam jagu kalam bama disha manu haram. Krishna playing this mantra, clean mantra, this mantra, by his throat. Bunse. As it, here is saying, kalam. And also, om sabda, you have heard that the word, that is the om. In, when we are chanting the Brahma Gayatri, and Guru Mantra, also at first, this mantra is called Om. Om, that means Akarna Uchyate Krishna Sarva Lokaika Nayaka Ukara Prakriti Radha Makara Jiva Vachaka. At first I explaining the Om this word. Om, that means that is three akshara, three syllables. A-U-M-A in Sanskrit, but not English term, not anything, only A-U-M-A, that is called the Om. We also chanting the Guru Mantra, Brahma Gayatri, such things. The Akara Uchyate Krishna, Akara means, A that means Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called the O. Akara Uchyate Krishna, Ukara Prakriti Si Radha. Ukara, U means Srimati Radha. Prakriti, that is called the Shakti. Shakti, the potency of Krishna. So, Radha Krishna and Radha. And Makara, Jiva Vachaka. Ma means Jiva. That is called সাধক মকারো জীব বাচক জীব পার্টি লোট সেট অফ কপল রাধা এন্ড কৃষ্ণ অকার উচ্চতে কৃষ্ণ সর্বলোকৈক নায়ক উকার প্রকৃতি রাধা মকার জীব বাচক বট কামগত্রী ইন দিস ক্লিং মন্ত্র হিয়ার ইজ কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র ইস এ ক্লিং হিয়ার ইজ অলসো ফোর অক্ষর ফোর শ্লোক ক ল দীর্ঘ ও চন্দ্রবিন্দু but not English star, not anything. Then, because there is no English star, this is Sanskrit verse. Then, so the cause clean. Cause that means Krishna. And Dirghika, that is called the Srimati Radhika. That is called Bhamodrisa. Because in Sanskrit syllable, is it first or a perfect degree? There will be fourth akshar. Then, there will be dirghai. And Bama Disha Manoharam, Krishna also attracts a Srimati Radhika, attracts Krishna's heart by his crooked eye. Understand? Radhika attracts Krishna by hope to Radhika. Yes. Radhika attracts. Hari. You can explain. Right. Right. Explain, then explain. And law, that means called the prem. Radhini, prem. And Chandra Bindu, that is called the Chandra Manoharam. Chandra Bindu, that is called the embracing and kissing and everything. That is called the clinging. In this clinging word, Krishna attracts all the gopis' heart. This is called the Nad Mantra. In this mantra, Krishna, while playing by his sword, all the gopis, they are thinking, oh Krishna, only calling to me, not others. So you are saying, Ajagnu Alakshita. So all the gopis, they are going towards to Krishna alone, not others. Not thinking any already, Krishna, all the gopis are thinking, oh Krishna, only calling to me. So all the gopis, they are going. So he also explained, very nice, and Sudev Goswami explained. At that time, these gopis also servicing their house. One gopi to service Lord of her husband's feet, and then again, hearing this the sound, she left her house. One gopi making the chapati, she left. One gopi also dudh garam kar rahi hai. Heating the milk. Let his house go ahead. One gopi also take that one kajal in his one eye, but at the time he said that the sound still is. One gopi she also dressing her clothes and everything, funny having and also going. And no time to make up body, not anything. So going towards to Bangshi Bhat. Because this mantra is called the powerful. What it is? You can explain. Everybody understand?
Yeah, very clear.
Everybody understand clear?
Yes. Very good.
No one? If not understand, because this mantra is very sweet. And it will change.
You can elaborate.
You can say, but I will explain.
Explain. Meaning of time. So Prabhupada was saying that
yes.
He has no mantra, he has to go. So, the seed of the Gopa mantra and Kamgayatri is cleansed. Krishna is making the sound on his flute and he's attracting all gopis. Why? Because in this sound there are four elements: ka, ra, E and Chandrabindu in the Sanskrit letters. You can Anuswar. Soka means Krishna, and E means Srimati Radhika, who attracts Krishna by her crooked sidelong glances, and La means Ladini. Ladini means Ladini Shakti or Prem, and the Chandrabindu, Anuswar. This is a M sound. This represents their embracing and kissing. So this is very powerful, and when the gopis hear this, then whatever they're doing, they leave everything. So many different types of housework, cooking, chapatis, heating milk, serving their husbands, even from the laps of their husbands, they go.
When these gopis came in the, came the place, that the place, Vamsi Ghat, and that the time Krishna joking, oh gopis, why you came here? Sagatam bho mahabhaga king me karomi. O Mahabhaga, Brajdevi, you are coming. Welcome. So, how can I to serve you? And the gopis are not saying, Krishna jati. Then Krishna is saying, O gopis, those who are the chaste ladies, they should not staying in this place. I am Brahmachari and you are all the ladies. So you say in this midnight everybody criticize. So you should go back of your house. Shastra also saying, if your husband is blind, lame, not doing any work, must be to serve of your husband. That is called the Patibrata, just ladies. So you should go back. And Krishna joking many, also many things. So, Srimati Radhikai, Jayadev Goswami explained in his Giz Govinda. I also remember it. In the time of separation, Srimati Radhika sent her beloved friend. O Sakhi, Rase Harimya Vihita Vilasam Smarati Mano Mama Kritapuri Hasam. It's saying, Srimati Radhika saying, at the time of separation, Srimati Radhika saying, oh, my beloved friend, I remember the past in the last time. Krishna, sometimes joking us. What? Krita Parihasam. So also doing Parihas. Parihas? Joking to us. What? Joking? He is saying, once time, Krishna told the gopis. So gopis, those who are chaste ladies, they should to serve their husband. It is all the scriptures give us instruction. So Krishna is saying one story from Puran. What story? Krishna saying once time one Brahman and his wife, that the Brahmani, she was very attracted her husband. Without her husband, she never stayed anywhere. So one day the Brahman told to his wife, after I shall go for some anywhere, only 7 days. After 7 days I must come back. Then there his wife is saying, oh my husband, it is impossible for me to stay in my house alone. I cannot stay in house alone. Then Brahman saying, oh Brahmani, I give my one deity. As like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I also explain the Dhir Samir, where Gauridas Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also offer his own deities to Gauridas Pandit. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Gauridas Pandit, there is non-difference between myself of my deity. But Gauridas Pandit is saying, no, I have no need to service my deity. I also service of your lotus feet. He stay in my house. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, okay, I am staying in your house. Then there, the deity also going. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not saying, not speaking, not anything. And then Gauridas Pandit saying, why you are going to stay here? Then deity came back and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going. This is it. Because Shastra is saying, Apani Pado Javano Brahita. He has no feet, also he walking. He has no eyes, he can see everything. He has no hands, he can take prasadam, everything. Because he has no hands and no feet, it is the conclusion of the Shastra. No. Shastra is saying, Krishna's all limbs and body is called the transcendental, a prakrit, not material. So, deities and of his sarup is same thing. So, Brahman also says, I also give my deity and you also to serve my deity as like you are servicing my as like. After 7 days, I must be come back. So, that's just lady Brahmani, she also serves that the deity and she closed off his door. Any person enters in his house. She serves that deity, shedding, washing and everything. And she also drawing one the line in his wall to one day pass. 2 days pass, 3 days pass. When the 4 days have been passed, then the Brahman came and he also knocked the door. At the time, the Brahmani also to service the deity, messaging the deity's sage. Krishna asked the gopis, gopis, what is the duty of the chief lady? What is the duty? Because the non-different deity and that the Brahman, what is the duty? What is the duty? Anybody can explain? What is? There is the time Brahman also came and he knocked the door. And there is the time the chest lady, she also serviced that the deity. Gopis are saying, Krishna, if the direct of his husband is coming, there is no need to service deity. This is the conclusion. Because gopis are saying, Krishna, you are my husband. Husband, that means what is called the poti. Pa, that means who protects. Who to palan karte hain. Palan? Who? Protect. And
when we try to ask Pastor, who is able to see Rajan Ashi consciously go with
So means that those who palan karte hain, palan that means to nourish. Nourish. Ati means pran karte hain, pran that means who protects you. Atta Krishna is our the real pati. Why Krishna protects us? What protects us? Our prem. When gopis are feeling separation, at that time Krishna appears and also protects. As to give this? Put me yes. Direct appear. Because in the gopi ji, when the gopis they are doing kirtan, Jayati te odhikam janmana vraja srayata indira sasra trahi doita dishyata dishyuta vaka taita sabata
Gopi.
When Gopi recited these slokes, after 19th slok, Krishna appears. Why? This is called the Krishna appears. Krishna appears. When we change the Krishna name, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching to us, change Krishna name. How is it? Nanangla Sudharaya Vadanang Gadagada Ruddha Gira Kularika Nijitangapu Kadatava Namagraha Nenthavishwati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching to us, chanting Krishna name, feeling separation. Nayanangala Sudharaya Vadanam Gadagada Rukhya Gira. When you change Krishna name, the tears come down. And our chokt or so, see? Vadanam Gadagada Rukhya Gira. And say, we cannot think. And say that like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not saying Krishna Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Kri Kri. Nothing. So this is called the separation. So this is called the poti. Poti. Po that means who nourish. Who?
Protect.
Nourish. And ti that means protect. In the time of separation, Krishna appears and protects. Because this is called the dasami dasa. This is called the 10th step of dasa. Dasa means? That is called the jagar, unmat, that is the
10
condition. And that is the murcha dasa. Murcha that is called the
fainting.
That is called the mrityu, death. But the gopis, they have no death. That is called murcha, fainting. So when gopis, fainting, and Krishna appear and give them darshan. So gopis are saying, oh Krishna, you are a real Gopi. Then Gopi are saying, oh Krishna, and we also to sing in another story. What story? Once upon a time, a Brahman and his wife, Brahmani, and he is one very infant boy, very little boy. One time, Brahman doing hard work from outside, and he came his house, told his wife, now I am very tired and feeling very bad headed. So I am now taking rest, so you should not wake up. Understand? So Brahman took rest in the lap of the Brahmani. And the Brahmani also messaging his head. At that time, his infant boy also laying nearby. Now he also only crawling. There the big oven also burning fire. There the infant boy thinking, oh, this is any food, because this fire is red, thinking, oh, this is any food. So he crawling and towards the fire. Brahmani thinking, if I protect my boy son, but my husband wake up and disturb his sleep. So Brahmani thinking, what can I do? Yes. What can I do? Then again, Brahmani is thinking, Shastra also saying, if anybody in just lady, such her husband, all demigods must be protected. Understand? If not understand, then he also comes late. Then don't miss this. No understand?
You follow the story.
Go ahead.
I'm
not quite totally sure, so go ahead.
I am saying, then explain. Because my English is not so good.
Very good. It's very good.
So,
she's
very... So, that chess lady also messaging her husband says, and then when the her infant boy fall in the fire. But at that time, this is very only weeping. After a few minutes, her husband wake up and he asked his husband, why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? He's saying, oh, my son burned in the fire. Then her husband is saying, no, why are you weeping? Don't weep. You should go and see your son. Then she came and saw that the fire is as like lotus. Very soft, cool. And his son also playing in the fire. Then he took out from the burning fire. Krishna is saying, why? Because she sought her husband, so all demigods protect. Because the Agni Devata,
fire god,
demigod also raise and also protect their boy. So Shastra also saying, so Krishna also saying, if you sought your husband, all demigods also must be sought. But gopis also saying, oh Krishna, kastrangate kalapadam mrita venu. We have no need to search our husband. Because they are not actually our husband. You are actually our husband. So we shall not go anywhere. Kastrangate kalapadam mrita venu. Gopis are saying, your complete son and your sound of venu, everybody attracts. All the cows, all the birds, and all the deer, they also attract. So Sukadeva Goswami explained, Gavasya Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venu. When Krishna playing the flute, the cows, they also sing the grass, and having the flute, sound the flute, they stop their tune. All the grass also stay in their mouth, not seed. And their calf drinking their mother breast on hearing the fruit sound and stop. So Sukadeva Goswami, likhita chitrita, that means if you have seen every one person only painted. No sense, not anything. If you see on the paint, paper, you have painted paper and it is not moving, no sense as light. Because he is saying,
like a painted picture.
Like a painted picture. So he is saying, likhita chitrita, painted picture. Because why? Because one is the Krishna's complete. Krishna's complete son and Venunath. Sound of Venu. It is very powerful. So Gopi was saying, then Krishna doing lila. After Krishna also joking and many lilas, Krishna also saying many. Then Krishna doing lila in his Bansi verse. You can see that was very beautiful.
So Prabhuji is saying that there was a Brahmin and he had a very chaste wife and he came home from work and he saw tired. He said, I have a headache. I want to take rest. So I'll take rest and I shouldn't be disturbed in my sleep. So he went to sleep on the lap of his wife and she was massaging his head. Just at that time, their small child went crawling towards the fire. So now the chaste wife was in a dilemma because in Shastra it said that for someone who serves the husband, then the demigods completely protect them. And on the other hand, if she doesn't give up the service of her husband, then her child may fall in the fire. So she decided to follow the Shastric injunction and just serve her husband. And the child crawled and crawled and went into the fire. And she began to cry. So when the husband woke up, he said, why are you crying? She said, my child has gone into the fire. He said, no, don't cry, go and see. So she went there and she saw inside there's one lotus flower, very cool, and the child is playing there and very happily, and so she took the child. So Krishna, he told this to the this story to the gopis to give them encouragement that actually this is very good to serve your husband, because this is stated in Shastra and this is dharma. Because previously they have said, you are Apachi, you protect us. But now he is saying that if you serve your husband, then all demigods they protect. So then gopis they're replying, Kastrangate kalapadaya savenu gitam samohitarya chalitam natulet shilokyam trailokya solvagam niriksha idamcha. So in this verse, the gopis are saying that, O Krishna, when you play your flute with very long and slow drawn out notes, and the beauty of the sound of your flute and the beauty of your face, it is such a thing that samohitarya Charitam Natilat Shilokyam, that in all of the three worlds, everyone becomes bewildered. And whatever is their dharma, they give up their dharma. All their dharma changes. And they give the example, Gaudija, that the cows, the birds, Mirga Pulukanya Bibran. Mirga means the deer. What happens? Pulukanya Bibran. They become stunned, and the hairs in their body stand on end. Gavasya Krishna Mukhanir Gatavena Gitam Siyusha Mutta Gita Kana Pita Pugantya Chavasnuta Kavalas Manacho Govindam Atmani Govindam Last time I can Govindam Atmani Prasantya. This verse, gopis are saying that Krishna, your flute playing is so beautiful that when you play your flute, then the cows